And now we go to the top of hour number three, and we are joined by a D lineman for the San Francisco 49ers. He is a Pro Bowler. Two tackles and a sack in Sunday's win over Washington for the season. 4.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 13 sacks, and 7 forced fumbles last season. He led the league in quarterback hurries last year. He was the 23rd pick overall in 2014 out of Auburn. San Francisco is 6-0. They're in first in the NFC West, and they're hosting Carolina Sunday. D Ford is my guest. D, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing, brother?
Good, good, D. It's great to hear your voice. Good, Thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. Always.
Right. So you're coming up for getting ready for Carolina on Sunday. Let's go back to that game really quickly, D, about against Washington. You were playing in some pretty nasty conditions, but that did not stop you in the second quarter from blowing right by the tackle, getting right to the quarterback. What do you remember about that play?
Well, I wasn't sure on the offensive side of the ball, but I just knew with those ops that we were getting that we had to – take advantage. So I just wanted to get off the ball and get to the quarterback. We was able to get that done. Anytime you're able to affect the quarterback in that type of weather with that type of team that wanted to run the ball, it's always a good thing. I think they only dropped back 12 times total, you know, 4 or 5 being screened. So it was good to take advantage of those ops.
We're talking to D Ford right now. Every time I watch you guys, D, especially on defense, it seems like somebody is busting through or around the offensive line and getting to the quarterback. If you go back to when you were traded to the 49ers in the offseason, you already knew they had talent on defense, but then the team adds Nick Bosa in the draft. When that defensive line first got together on the field for the first time, what was that like? Like, did you immediately know how good this group could be?
I did because I saw the camaraderie. My first time working out, I actually had a baby in April, so I missed the first week or so of training in the off season, and it's right before both got here, and I showed up, and the first workout with those guys was fun. I felt like I'd been there before, so I knew from that point that we were gonna be something special. Because once you have a lot of good players on one team, it's important for them to play together. We play together. We don't play as individuals. We play together. And so from that first day on, I knew we were going to be special because we didn't have selfish players.
D, congrats on the baby. So what was that like? Did that live up to all the hype, and did that change everything?
The baby, oh, yeah. Oh yeah, and I'll be the first one to say I didn't watch none of it. I couldn't do it. I stood in the back, I held my lady's hand the whole time, and once she came out, yeah, my life has been different. It's been so special from that point.
That is great. D Ford joining us. All right, so you play a total of 6 games so far this year, and you and Bosa, D, are already in the discussion as the best pass rushing combo in the league. How much do the two of you feed off of each other out there?
Oh, a lot, a lot. And I learned a lot from playing with Justin and Tomba, how the communication and the chemistry is important off the field. And, you know, people, of course, Gary Bosa had time for we got here. And I was actually recording the meeting. I knew a little bit more than what the world knew. And it was true once I met him, a very solid, very, very solid individual. And I knew that was going to contribute to our relationship on the field. We communicate a lot on the field, and we definitely feed off each other each play.
We're talking to D Ford. You know, D, it seems like when people see you on the field, they see your speed, obviously, and it's easy to get caught up in your speed. I would argue that if you're so focused on your speed, they're going to miss out on your technique. You tell me, can you survive in the league and put up the numbers that you've put up if all you have is speed, or are tackles going to figure that out and make you beat them another way?
Yeah, you can. Speed is almost a counter in a way. You have to set up different things. You can't – no rusher is – you're not going to live in a top 5, top 10, top 20, not in this league, just off of speed. You have to have some element of power. Now, some rushers are power-oriented. I'm actually speed-oriented, and it's okay. Everyone gets to the quarterback different, but you have to have power. There's no way around it.
Talking to D Ford. Now, D, obviously you're a guy who has studied – other guys who've come before you, guys who are playing the game right now. Are there certain guys and certain moves that you like to study the most? What types of things have you seen?
I like them all, and it's so many today. It's so many rushes. It's crazy. I mean, you see guys pop on the screen that you haven't heard of. So many good rushers nowadays, and I can't miss those opportunities, you know, just studying my favorite pass rushers, which I do have those. But I watch if I can watch an undrafted guy, if he's doing the technique the way that I need to see it, I'm watching it and I'm learning from it.
We're talking to 49ers defensive end D. Ford for a few more moments. D, it's not just a matter of getting after the quarterback either. The defense stops the run as well and forces three and out 50% of the time, which leads the NFL right now. So there's not just talent on that defense. It seems like everybody shows up every game with kind of a nastiness, a chip on their shoulder. How would you describe the mentality of your defense?
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing that I emphasized when I first got here. I knew we were going to be good because we had guys who were willing to play together, and that really carries into being good on first and second down. We have being good on first and second down. It's a little beyond talent. It's about 11 guys playing on one page, being solid in the run game, being solid against the play action. A lot of teams can't say that they have that. You have to be really good on first and second down to be able to do what we do. On third down, or even just putting teams in passing situations. The mentality is playing everybody doing their job.
D, I talked to Therese Paylor from Yahoo Sports on the show earlier this week, and your name came up when we were talking about Robert Saleh and the respect that you have for him. But if we were to go back earlier than that, you talked about how when you were getting ready for the Senior Bowl, you used to get so inspired every day by Gus Bradley and what he would say to you guys. What do you remember about what he would say back then and how fired up you were?
Well, I can't tell you the specifics. I don't remember that far back. I just remember it was just it's like Tony Robbins in a way. I just really felt inspired, not just to play football, I just felt inspired about life. And that was a special thing to witness, and I was really hoping, after that, he told me that he really wanted to draft him, but I think they, of course, had to go to quarterback. I was really looking forward to being able to play for Gus Bradley. That was very inspiring.
Hey, what about Robert? Like, when fans see him on the sideline, he's super intense and he's super active. What was it like the first time you met him? What's he like to play for?
Yeah, he reminded me. And actually, the crazy part was I didn't know that he was under that regime with Gus Bradley when I first met him because he wasn't at the Senior Bowl yet. So that lets you know that it's real. It's definitely in him. You can't do something. You can't have an approach like Gus Bradley unless it's deep down in him. And Saleh has a great spirit about him, a great spirit about how he attacks life. And he brought that same energy, and it's really trickling down to the defense, and it's a special thing to have.
Talking to D. Ford, a couple of more moments. So, D, if you're 6-0 right now and the team goes out and makes a move to bring in Emmanuel Sanders, as a team that's already rolling, how much does that fire you up when they make a move like that to get a piece like that? What kind of a message does that send the entire locker room?
Oh, man, we're fired up to have him. It sends the message that we're trying to win now. I mean, I know that's everybody's expectation is to win now, and we're gonna have as many good players as we can. And the key thing is we're gonna play together, and so that just adds fuel to the fire bringing them in. And that's already a dangerous offense, a really young receiving core. So to have an older guy to come in and kind of help lead the pack, that is going to be a special group. I'll be the first one to say it. I know we are very run-oriented, but that is a really solid young receiving core to get an older guy coming in. I can't wait to see him play.
D, one last thought. You mentioned what it was like to be in the delivery room and that you really didn't watch. Before the season, you had some platelet-rich plasma work done on your knee. The story goes they took the blood from your elbow and they injected it pretty deep into your knee. You said, quote, they get really, really, really deep, so deep that I was awake, I want to be put to sleep. Dude, that sounds pretty scary, man. How long was that needle? What was that procedure like?
Yo, the needle was exceptionally long. I did not like to see that. And
Did you ask me how long did it take?
Yeah, how long did that take? What was the procedure like?
It didn't take long. It took about 15, but that is like the longest 15 minutes of your life. It didn't hurt. I mean, it felt weird. Something digging in your tendon, like they numb it and all of that. It's just the fact that something is that deep in your knee, in any part of your body, is weird. But, you know, it does the trick. It's going to help me get through the season, so I don't mind it.
Availability is your best ability. You know that, D. You know
yes,
that.
Sir.
You got to be out there. San Francisco 6-0. He is a Pro Bowler. He is having another huge year, and San Francisco is at home against Carolina. D, I appreciate you. That was fun. Great to have you on. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me, man. God bless.
You too, D. That was great. That was a lot of fun. D Ford. We're talking 49er football. 6-0. And they look unbelievable defensively, and especially up front, and especially on that D-line. And he is wreaking havoc, as always. Good interview day. 1-800-636-8686. It's been a long time since the 49er fans have had an opportunity to come up in here and talk about their team. Where are you? Good matchup, too. Carolina at San Francisco on Sunday. I like that I like talking to D Ford a lot for a number of reasons, but even on that last story, a lot of times guys just don't want to get into that. They you know, whatever. It's this, it's that. I like how graphic he was about the size of the needle, what happens when they get that needle up in that tendon, the fact that it was 15 minutes, and it's weird whenever you get a needle anywhere, and that when he was in, and this is what we can all relate to. Maybe we can't relate to that necessarily. We certainly can't relate to what he does on the field, but we can relate to what it's like to be in the delivery room.